Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, May 9th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Curiosity, and our scripture reading comes from Philippians 4, verse 8, which in the Bible paraphrase called The Message says, "Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, and gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse." It was this past week on Wednesday when we finally saw beautiful sunshine and warmer temperatures after many days of cloudy, rainy, cool weather. When I looked out the window early Wednesday morning, it seemed like the grass and the trees had greened overnight. The lawns were noticeably greener. The buds on the trees seemed to be showing their green color. And small green plants were poking through the garden mulch outside my front window. During my morning devotions, I found myself looking out the window with curiosity and thinking about how amazing it is when things start to green again after a long, dormant season. Later Wednesday, outside my office window at church, the children from the nursery school were playing in their play area, and I noticed a small group of children crouched on the ground, intently looking and pointing at something in the grass. They were so curious about whatever they were looking at. I later asked one of the nursery school teachers what it was that had these children so curious, and she said that they were fascinated by a bug and a dandelion. Curiosity is defined as a strong desire to know or learn something. Curiosity is associated with learning through inquisitive thinking and exploring. When we are curious about things growing and living in God's creation, I hope we get curious about God and have a strong desire to think and learn and explore more about God. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, he is urging the people to fill their minds with things that are true, honorable, reputable, authentic, compelling, and gracious. Paul urges them to think about the best, not the worst, to see beautiful things around them, not all the ugly and hard things going on in life. Perhaps one of the best ways to live this way is to be curious. Curious about God, about God's creation, and about the goodness of God's people. Let's see what happens if we make time to be curious this week. May you know the blessing of curiosity in this day. Amen.